The Labor Senator, Patrick Dodson, who's informally known as the Father of Reconciliation, has lashed out at the Prime Minister for failing to attend ceremonies marking the closure of the Uluru climb. Senator Dodson's accused Scott Morrison of insulting First Nations people by not understanding the cultural significance of the event. The outburst came at the end of an extraordinary few days, marking both the end of climbing on the rock as well as the anniversary of the handback of the land surrounding Uluru to the Anangu people. Oliver Gordon reports.
At the base of Uluru, there's been dancing, reggae and a women's choir to celebrate the closure of the climb and to mark 34 years since this land was handed back to its traditional owners. Among the hundreds of people gathered were senior figures from the Labor Party, including Senator Pat Dodson and the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney. The federal government was represented by the Environment Minister, Susan Lee. Pat Dodson says that's simply not good enough.
He's ducked us, the Prime Minister, and that's a real insult to people who hold and carry customary law. And to that extent, he should be condemned.
Senator Dodson says the Prime Minister doesn't understand the significance of the event.
Because if you want to respect religious and spiritual things about the First Nations people, you've got to understand what our protocols are. You've got to be present at a ceremony where this is taking place. And he's the most senior person. I know he sent his minister, but he's the most senior person that represents the Australian government, and he should be here.
2 years ago, people gathered at Uluru and asked for an Indigenous voice to Parliament to be enshrined in the Constitution. But as the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, told AM last week, that's not going to happen. Pat Dodson again.
Well, he's obviously been balloted into submission by his Prime Minister. The pressure has to go on the Prime Minister because it's not much point jumping up and down to Ken. You'd have to jump up and down to the Prime Minister to get him to change his mind. That's what has to happen next.
The issue of constitutional recognition was on the minds of many of those who gathered at the Rock.
We helped them along this way to discover this country and helped a lot of their explorers through this. We were sharing, and now we want to share in the Parliament. You know,
we can speak up now and we have got a voice. Although we're Indigenous, we have got a voice. And it's about time they heard us.
Just respect us, and we're not here to take all Australia. We just want a fair share and understanding about us, the First People.
A spokesman for Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt said in a statement, the Morrison government is being represented by the Minister for the Environment, as she is the relevant minister responsible for national parks and the Uluru climb closure. The statement said, Minister Wyatt is committed to co-designing an Indigenous voice to governments, and more detail on this process will be announced this week.
Oliver Gordon reporting in AM has approached Prime Minister Scott Morrison's office for comment.